when you're stuck in this analysis paralysis of choosing which direction to go, you just remain paralyzed and you don't make any progress towards your goals. That's what we're diving into today on the fear of choosing the wrong direction. Choosing the wrong direction to achieve your goal can cause you to struggle and slow down your progress. However, no one has all the answers or knows the perfect path to take that will have the least resistance to quickly achieve your goal. You're going to have to do the best you can with the information you currently have. No one has a crystal ball to predict the future, so you can pick a direction that minimizes mistakes and errors. You just have to wing it, choose a direction, and go. You might want to take time to research and plan out the perfect path to achieve your goal, but even the most calculated decisions don't always go as planned. This is life. There is no amount of research and planning that can add up to the knowledge and experience you gain by actually taking action. Consider learning how to ride a bike. Reading books, watching videos, and learning tutorials cannot compare to getting into action. You learn best by doing. Get on the bike, wobble, fall, and eventually you'll get the hang of it. You don't have to know everything before you get started and take action towards your goal. You just have to pick a direction and go. If it doesn't work out, you can always make adjustments. It doesn't mean that you've chosen the wrong direction. You can pivot and do something different. But now you know that wasn't the direction to go. If you would have never taken that route, you would have never known. You now have better information to go off of, and you can pick another direction. The alternative is to just remain paralyzed in the fear of choosing the wrong direction. It's best to pick a direction and learn along the way to make improvements. At least you're taking action, and this is essentially progress. Even if the direction you choose didn't get you to where you wanted to be, you're still learning and growing. You're not the same person you were when you originally began working on your goal. You've learned and grown a lot. You make mistakes, failed, and had some successes. You're not stagnant and stuck. You're taking brave, bold action, even if it's not going as quickly or as easily as you'd like. There is essentially no wrong direction when it comes to achieving your goals. The only wrong direction you have to worry about is when you consciously choose to do something that hinders the progress towards your goal. This is when you self-sabotage and know it's the wrong move, but you take the action anyway. However, if you don't know how it will end up, then this is not a wrong direction. It's simply choosing a direction. Each direction you take will either give you a lesson to learn or the result you intended. Ultimately, when you choose a direction, you're getting closer to where you're meant to be. You may think the universe is conspiring against you, yet each obstacle and challenge are to better equip you to achieve your goal. Don't beat yourself up when things turn out differently than you had hoped. This doesn't serve you. It might be that the universe has something better in mind for you. Trust and believe that the universe is working in your favor. Everything that is meant for you will come and find you. No matter what happens, good or difficult, it's getting you closer to where you're supposed to be in life. You must take action and choose a direction to achieve your goal, even when the path ahead looks difficult and uncertain. No one knows for certain what the future holds, nor does anyone know for certain what the perfect, right path is for the future. The only certainty you can rely on is yourself and your own strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Along the way, you'll learn a lot from the missteps and you'll keep course correcting until you achieve your goal. Trust and believe that it will all work out for the best, no matter which direction you choose. There are a lot of nuggets in this blog post. The first, of course, is just getting yourself into action, where you learn best by actually doing. It's not reading books, it's not watching the videos, it's actually taking the action and doing it. You can't remain paralyzed exactly where you are, otherwise you're not going to make any progress towards your goal. The other thing that I touched on here is this idea of winging it. In fact, everyone is winging it. No one knows the perfect right path to take. No one has all the answers. We're all just doing the best we can with the information that we have. And that's what you need to do. Sometimes you just have to wing it. You choose a direction and you go. If that way doesn't seem to be making progress towards your goals, then make adjustments, pivot. You're going to learn from it. If you would have never gone in that direction, then you wouldn't know that isn't the direction to go. Now you've gathered more information and you can course correct. When you do that, you are making progress. You're not getting farther away from your goal. In fact, you're getting closer to where you're meant to be. And that's where this whole idea of maybe the goal you set isn't actually the goal for you. Perhaps the universe has something bigger in store for you. So it's believing that you are on the right path. No matter which direction you take, there is essentially no wrong direction. The only wrong direction that I mention here is this self-sabotaging direction. It's when you do something to hinder your progress and you know it's the wrong direction. For example, you're skipping your workout, you're eating a box of cookies, you're watching TV, you're procrastinating, you're going out instead of taking the time to work on your goal. These are wrong directions. You know what the outcome is by doing these things. You know it's not helping you to make progress. But when you're at a crossroads and you don't know which way to go, both ways are unknown. You don't know if this way is going to be easier or this way is going to lead to success. It's just choosing a direction. So keep that in mind and look when you get to those moments when you have to make a decision on which direction to go. Ask yourself, is this a wrong direction? Is this a self-sabotaging? Are you consciously making a wrong choice that's going to take you further away from your goal? Because that is the only wrong direction that you have to worry about. If you want to read this blog, you can go to theamyhanson.com/blog. And I look forward to sharing with you next week's episode. Take care.